Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 14, Anime Episode 6. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 6?
Episode 6 is titled, Utter Desperation, Beast Tamer Moji versus Luffy. And as I recall, it starts with a little reminder of where we left off, because the last episode was kind of a to be continued. Luffy was imprisoned by Captain Buggy and was stuck in this animal cage. And Zoro had, with great strength, managed to turn the cannon over and point it at Buggy and his crew. And so the giant cannon fired and took out a whole bunch of the building. And then Zoro was determined to rescue Luffy, so he was actually dragging the cage and lifting the cage off the roof, and they dropped to the street. Nami was there, and she was just perplexed at why Zoro, who's wounded, stabbed right through the abdomen, was still so determined to help Luffy. But they made it down into a street, and Zoro pushed and dragged the cage over to a store. I'm assuming he was thinking he was going to try to pick the lock or find some way to open the cage. And they were confronted at the steps of this pet store by this little dog. And the little dog is very cross. He's very serious, and he won't be moved. He won't leave his post in front of the pet shop, and attacks Zoro. And when Zoro tries to get him to move, and they're trying to figure out what's the deal with this dog, and then the mayor of the town runs up, and I have to say, the mayor of the town is wearing a very strange outfit. He's got sort of like a yellow check shirt that looks like something just a normal person would wear. But then over top, he's got this armor, which looks like it's made out of coconuts or something, or leather. I don't know what it is. But he looks like a kind of a weird character out of Mad Max or something. Like, he made his own armor. Maybe he armored up to you know, defend himself against the pirates or something. But anyway, he says that the owner of the dog owned the pet shop, and that the owner died in a fire, but the dog wouldn't leave. The dog has remained at his post, and then Buggy, meanwhile, finds out that Luffy is still alive and decides he wants Luffy out of the way for good. And so he calls forth Moji, Beast Tamer Moji, who is this very odd-looking fellow wearing, I don't know, it looks like he's wearing ears or something like that on top of his head. But he is riding an enormous lion. I mean, this lion is big. This is dinosaur-sized lion with an oddly light purple mane. Anyway, so they stomp through town very confident that they're going to eat Luffy and kill everyone that stands in their way. But this little dog confronts the lion and actually bites the lion and just enough, you know, to distract it. And then my memory gets a little fuzzy at this point. Somehow, Luffy did get out of the cage, he got thrown really far in that cage. And he smashed down and the cage broke open. And that's how he got out. But then, of course, Luffy defeats the Beast Tamer and sends him crawling back to Buggy, who is very disappointed and can't believe that Moji could not kill Luffy, even with that giant lion. How did it end? I can't really remember how the episode ended. It ended kind of abruptly again. I think the story is, you know, still unfolding. Can't remember if there was another character introduced. Well, anyway, that is my memory of episode 6.
Who is Chow Chow?
Chow Chow.
Choo Choo?
Who is Shoo Shoo?
This is a dog that Luffy meets. He is a very stubborn dog. He is very determined. He intends to guard this pet shop. So he sits in front of it and he will not budge. He will not be moved from his duties as a sentry. And if you try to move him or attack him, he is a very bitey boy. We discover in the episode that he was raised by the man who owned the pet shop, and it was a very warm, friendly relationship with the man, but the shop burned down. But the dog still feels a sense of duty to protect the shop. He is sort of an off-white dog, sort of a cream-colored dog. Small, with a pink tongue that hangs out quite a lot. And looks a little dirty here and there. He hasn't had a bath in quite some time.
Who is Mayor Bushi?
Mayor Busy Man. Who is Mayor Fuzzy Hair?
Who is Mayor Boodle?
This is the mayor of the town. He is an odd-looking man. He wears a yellow striped long-sleeve shirt or short-sleeve shirt, and perhaps jeans and sandals. But then he also has made armor for himself to protect himself, and he has a spear tied onto his back. He also has very unconventional gray hair and wears glasses. And he is determined to protect the town from the pirates.
Who is Beast Tamer Moji?
This is Beast Tamer Moji. He is a lean, kind of scary-looking guy who seems to have white facial hair that runs around and meets with his hair on top of his head, but he seems to have worked out some sort of little hairy ears on top of his head as well. It's very strange. And he has a white fur vest to match his beard. He wears a yellow sash and blue pants, and he is one of Captain Buggy's crew, and he rides a enormous lion, apparently thinks that he's extremely powerful, but he's never met Luffy before. He tries to tame the little dog, and he is not successful.
Who is Richie!
This is the gigantic lion that Beast Tamer Moji rides into town. It is a somewhat greenish hue to the fur of the body and a very light purple mane. Very unusual. But perhaps more unusual is the fact that it's as tall as a house, which is insane. It's a very ferocious lion, and Beast Tamer Moji seems to have complete control of it. But it is no match for Luffy and that little dog.
What was the setting for this episode?
This episode took place in the town that Captain Buggy has taken over with his giant gun and buggy bombs. It began on the rooftop with the circus tent, and then the action moved down to the street to a pet store that was closed. And the fight between Richie and the little dog and Luffy played out in the street in front of the pet store.
What was the combat for this episode?
Oh, we learned a new one this time. It was some sort of like twisting thing, like a tornado or a pinwheel or some kind of thing like that, but I can't remember what it was called.
Gomu Gomu no Jiro.
Gomu Gomu no Bucket?
Gomu
Gomu no
Tsuchi.
Well, there was, you know, it began with the buggy bomb going off on the pirates. And then the action went down to the street. The little dog did some biting. And then Richie showed up and confronted Zoro. Oh, Zoro was pretty much out. Confronted the little dog. Little dog bit the lion. The lion ended up throwing the cage, I believe. The cage exploded, which allowed Luffy to escape. And then I'm assuming not too long after that was when Luffy used they introduced the new special attack, the Gomu Gomu no Tsuchi.
Indeed. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I have to say I'm really impressed with Zoro's stamina to be able to take a sword right through his body and sleep it off, essentially. That is pretty impressive. Nami is still trying to figure Luffy out. She is perplexed by him. She, at some points, thinks he's a terrible pirate, but then he does things that are very good and helpful to his friends or people that he cares about, like Zoro or the little dog. And so Nami is, I think, becoming more respectful of Luffy because he continues to surprise her.
Very good. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 6. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!